you said. I think to myself, this love is a beautiful gift.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Congress may get to internet regulation after a new government report on social media details alarming findings about privacy.
Self-regulation has been a failure. That's one of the main findings in a 129-page report by the Federal Trade Commission. It accuses social media companies like Meta, YouTube, and TikTok of a vast surveillance of their users, including children, while failing to protect their privacy and personal information. Geralina Khan says the companies collect enormous amounts of personal data and make billions of dollars off it every year. The FTC says it's time for Congress to pass legislation to protect privacy and young users online. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
An intelligence source tells ABC News the suspected Israeli exploding pager operation against Hezbollah in Lebanon was 15 years in the making. A judge in Dallas blocked Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's bid to quash a ban on guns at the state fair.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. October milk up 47 to 24.07, November up 33 to 23.16, December up 30 to 21.95, January up 26 to 20.71. Cheese markets, barrels down 1.25 to 2.61, 40-pound blocks up 3 to 227.5, 3 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 297, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 137.75, 15 trades on the day. And dry whey down 0.75 to 58.75, and 6 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets with triple-digit gains yesterday, even though cash markets haven't really traded. Box beef prices were lower as well, but the outside markets with the Dow Jones Industrial Average sharply higher on the interest rate cut news, helping with a risk-on type of attitude for the trade as they move feeder cattle and live cattle higher. Hog markets were mostly higher on the day as well. Some strength in the pork cutout values, expressing some increasing demand, and that helped to support futures. October live cattle up $1.67 to $179.97. September feeder cattle up $2.45 to $245.27. October hogs up 20 cents to $82.25. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Corn and beans having some harvest pressure building into the markets and a lack of fresh bullish news to induce buyers really into any of the grain markets as well. Also some positive rains in the plains to help with winter wheat planting and that winter wheat crop also pressuring wheat. December corn down 7 to 4.05.75. November beans down 3/4 to 10.13.25. December wheat down 10.25 to 5.65.5. Minneapolis wheat December down 8.75 to 6.07.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
World Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies, propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers, and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn, $3.51, cash and new crop beans, $9.28. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, $3.60 3/4, October and new crop at $3.55 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 361, new crop 364. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 350, cash beans 958, new crop 938. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn 356, cash and new crop beans at 933. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 363, new crop 361, cash beans 948, new crop 948. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 345, new crop 353, cash beans 963, new crop 950. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 177, market cows 100 to 131, bulls 136 to 166, calves 280 to 880, beef steers 170 to 315, Holstein steers 150 to 237. Sheep markets, market lambs 195 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 200 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 185 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 173 to 185, finished beef heifers 174 to 184.50, finished dairy steers 170 to 180, market cows 100 to 119, market bulls 150 to 176.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, hair grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with hair grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and 79. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 83 for Saturday. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Chance of showers and storms Saturday night, a low around 53. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower with a high near 66. For Monday, partly sunny, 65. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs near 70.
It's 64 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it, long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven's smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Moonlight on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. So I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars.
And I've got all I'll ever need.
accident. Me finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. I haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. Still she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. Every day I brace myself to hear the words I'm scared she's gonna say. And every night I thank the Lord somehow I dodged a bullet one more day. Sometimes there are things a man just knows that he really can't explain. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, can't smell the rain.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
Whisper, ooh, shut up and kiss me.
expect to have to rise above. My reputation for cynicism, been a jaded lady when it comes to love. Oh baby, just to feel this feeling that everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered, that no talker can live up to. Just another whisper if you please. Don't worry about the details, darling. You got the kind of mind I love to read. Talk is cheap and baby, time's expensive. So why waste another minute more? And life's too short to be so apprehensive. Love's as much the symptom, darling, as the cure. It's like the genuine voodoo hits me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter and Shut Up and Kiss Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s across the region this morning. Well, looks like the rain has finally moved out. We'll have a dry day today, but more chances for showers and storms this weekend and cooler weather. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast coming up here this next hour. Also next hour, with it being Farm Safety Week, David Geiger's in and talking a little bit about farm safety on the roads. And we'll have that with David here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy producers held a workshop on proposed federal milk market order changes. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
The Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin hosted a workshop on the proposed changes to the federal milk marketing order system. USDA is proposing some big changes, and Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, said all industry stakeholders needed to be there in person or virtually.
Yeah, not only did dairy farmers need to be there, but it's going to be important for allied industry and our cheesemakers and everybody that's impacted by what happens in dairy to show up, because it gives us an opportunity to hear, you know, kind of how did they dial in this process, what changes, the timeline, how is it going to impact your part of the business, depending on what sector you're in, and of course, as dairy farmers, in Order 30 here in Wisconsin, what is it going to mean to us? So it's really important that we get people there.
The workshop was a chance to get questions answered.
The nice thing about it is you'll be able to ask questions. We've got a very diverse group of stakeholders that will be presenting. A lot of them are economists that understand the order system, as well as cheesemakers and others. So come and get your questions vetted.
The workshop covered many topics.
How is some of the regulation or some of the changes potentially going to impact our cheesemakers? How will that ripple down through our milk checks? And how is it going to be implemented? There's just a ton of details that will fall out of things, and we're not sure exactly what direction it's going to go.
For those that missed the conference, it is available for playback. For more information, visit pdpw.org. That's pdpw.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and 79. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 83 for Saturday. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Chance of showers and storms Saturday night, a low around 53. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower with a high near 66. For Monday, partly sunny, 65. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs near 70.
It's 64 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Mindy McCready and A Girl's Gotta Do here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 50s to low 60s this morning. Looks like we'll be seeing some sunshine here later on today. Well, efforts to keep AM radio in the dashboards of U.S. vehicles did take a step forward in the House of Representatives this week. The House Energy and Commerce Committee voted 45-2 to send the proposed AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to the full House for a vote. And that's something we've been talking about here for the last couple of years. And good to see that it finally gets out of committee. What it would do is it would require the Secretary of Transportation to issue a rule requiring access to AM broadcast stations in your vehicle, not just your car, but or truck. But think about it. If cars and trucks are going to take that out, so will the implement manufacturers. And so this will stop all of that silliness. And that now moves on to the full House for a vote and then on to the Senate as well. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last month, the Environmental Protection Agency released the final text for their nationwide herbicide strategy, and the new rules could have a far-reaching effect on the technology available to row crop farmers. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions is not only a leader in row crops, they also provide expertise for turf and ornamental grasses. I spoke with crop consultant Kyle Huvar about the turf industry in South Texas.
Harvest-wise, it's 365 days a year. So I'd say the grass usually starts greening up in early March, and then it'll stay green until the first frost, which is usually sometime in November.
Kyle, what recommendations would you have for somebody looking to seed a quality grass?
So it's really going to depend on where you're at or what variety you would want to plant. And the best way to get an answer on that would probably be talking to your local turf farmer in your area and asking them.
Kyle, now you sound pretty passionate about turf grass, and I'm curious, do you have a favorite turf grass variety?
Yes, I actually do. Palisade Zoysia is my favorite turf grass. It's shade tolerant, drought tolerant, and it really holds up to the Texas heat. It doesn't require a whole lot of maintenance.
Kyle Huvar, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions in El Campo, Texas. Thanks for joining us again. You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. The EPA's new final herbicide strategy introduces a series of mitigation measures that will affect how herbicides are applied on farms. While the strategy itself doesn't impose direct restrictions on pesticide usage, it sets the stage for future regulations tied to new pesticide registrations and the review of existing ones. This means that farmers will need to adjust their practices to align with these new standards aimed at reducing herbicide runoff and spray drift. One of the key changes is the emphasis on conservation practices like cover crops, conservation tillage, and windbreaks. These measures are being highlighted as effective ways to minimize the environmental impact of herbicides. But farm groups, which have been providing insight to the EPA throughout the process, say the practices don't work everywhere. Josh Gackle, president of the American Soybean Association, noted, "While there are clear improvements in the final strategy," he says, "we're still concerned about the complexity of this framework and whether it will be practical for all farmers to implement." The strategy also introduces the use of a mitigation menu and a calculator to help farmers determine what additional measures they might need to adopt. While these tools are intended to simplify the process, there are concerns about their usability in the fast-paced environment of modern farming. Agricultural Retailers Association Senior Vice President Richard Gupton acknowledged the improvements made by the EPA, but emphasized that the true test will come with the 2025 pesticide label registrations. He said, quote, "We support efforts to protect endangered species, but the mitigation measures must be economical and practical for farmers. The success of the strategy will depend on how well these new requirements integrate into existing farming practices without creating undue burdens." On the environmental side, groups like the Center for Biological Diversity see these changes as a long overdue step toward protecting endangered species. They argue that the benefits to ecosystems, including cleaner waterways and healthier habitats, outweigh the challenges posed to agriculture. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With the EPA's final herbicide strategy in place, farmers will need to pay attention for changes to application instructions in pesticide labels. Both new products and existing formulations will have their labels examined, and those changes could be coming as soon as the next growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Wake up. Breakfast and Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on, time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet, cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on.
There goes my heart, breaking in two. There go my eyes, crying over you. My arms don't want for us to part. So when you go, here come the blues. There goes my heart. You told
event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right. That just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on honky-tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I'll
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture certified the 2024 Wisconsin Cranberry Board election results. David Bartling of Manitowish Waters and Nicole Hansen of Nisida began three-year terms as elected members of the Wisconsin Cranberry Board September 1st. The board is comprised of seven producers from across the state. They oversee the collection and use of approximately $385,000 in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin cranberry growers. The funding is used to support the cranberry industry through research, education, and the promotion of Wisconsin-grown cranberries. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture certified the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election results. Justin Bauer, serving District 2, was certified as elected, while Steve Wilkins of Random Lake was certified to be the board member for District 7. They both started their terms on September 1st. The Soybean Marketing Board is composed of producers from seven districts across the state overseeing the collection and use of about $3.5 million in assessment fees paid by soybean producers. The funding is used to support the soybean industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown soybeans. 15 agricultural leaders were selected to participate in the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Leadership Institute. It's a year-long leadership training program to develop strong and effective agricultural leaders. Members of the 2025 Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation Leadership Institute class are Jason Berend of Wisconsin Rapids, Elena Biermeyer of Mauston, Ann Brost of Walworth, Grant Bualda of Wapak of Waupun, Casey Dank of Mondovi, David Forrester of Utsburg, Mary Franek of Anago, Allison Gore of Albany, Eric Harmon of Algoma, Katie Kappel of Mishicot, Joe Shiles of Denmark, Jeremy Skemp of Columbus, and Colin Wetzleen of Arcadia. The Leadership Institute consists of five multi-day sessions that provide hands-on learning on agricultural issues, leadership development, and speaking skills, interaction with Farm Bureau staff and government leaders at the state and national level, and networking with other participants. The class caps off an event. It will be a trip with the Board of Directors to Washington in March of 2026. The Institute is sponsored in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Kicking off an expected loosening of U.S. monetary policy, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by half a percentage point Wednesday. The move brings a larger-than-normal reduction in the cost of borrowing, which forced a growing concern about the health of America's job market. Farm Policy News says higher interest rates have hit the agriculture sector much harder than the rest of the U.S. economy. Interest rates during the last 2 years have been at a high point not seen in decades, not only increasing farmers' operating costs, but also helping to fuel fund managers' record short positions in corn, soybeans, and wheat. Industry experts say the half-percent rate cut is a good start for easing the price pressure on agriculture. Policymakers see the Fed's benchmark rate falling another half percentage point at the end of 2024, another full point in 2025, and by a half a percentage point in 2026. The environmental working groups have filed a lawsuit against Tyson Foods, the second largest meat company in the world. The suit is accusing the company of making false or misleading marketing claims targeting D.C. consumers concerned about climate change. It targets Tyson's claims that its industrial meat production operations will reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 and that it produces climate smart beef. The plaintiffs want to stop Tyson from continuing to make what they say is unsubstantiated environmental claims. The groups are calling for Tyson to retract its misleading statements and be held accountable. Despite 2022 annual revenues of over $53 billion, the groups say Tyson spent $50 million on greenhouse gas reduction practices, less than one-tenth of 1% of its revenue. Consumers are increasingly making purchasing decisions with their climate footprint in mind, the group said in a statement. They went on to say that Tyson's trying to exploit the trend by making unsubstantiated claims about its sustainability practices. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and 79. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 83 for Saturday. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Chance of showers and storms Saturday night, a low around 53. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower with a high near 66. For Monday, partly sunny, 65. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs near 70.
It's 64 at our studios.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Comb your hair, she said, some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said, you can't leave. She said, yes, I will. They said, don't see him. She said, his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. And she was 3 years old on a savings time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild
coffee cup. She said, where you been? So I thought real hard and said, I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard. She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. A head-like look. She read my face like a cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic.
My skin got so thin you could see right through it. And I stuttered, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness, and I can't prove it. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth.
Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness, and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story, and man, I'm sticking to it. You know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe